The Story of Mary Gibson.
She's a witch, said Annie Snow.
Why do you say that? Asked her neighbour, Dora Lee.
I'll tell you why, answered Annie Snow.
On Wednesday morning, she walked past my garden, and on Thursday morning, my pig died.
That doesn't mean she's a witch.
I think it does, said Annie Snow.
There are other things too.
The women were talking about Mary Gibson, an old woman who lived alone with her cat. The year was 1653. At that time, there were witch hunts in England and Europe. They burned many women at the stake. People said that they were witches. Annie Snow had 9 children and a lazy husband. She had to work very hard cleaning, washing and cooking. In those days, people had lots of superstitions. When something bad happened, they wanted to blame someone. They thought that an old woman who lived alone was a witch. They said that she cast spells on them or put curses on their family.
I know Mary Gibson is a witch, Annie Snow told another woman in the village.
How do you know?
Every time she walks past my house, something bad happens.
What happens? The woman asked.
Yesterday, I hung out my washing. When I came back, the washing line was broken and all the clean clothes were on the ground.
But that doesn't mean she's a witch.
But she is, answered Annie Snow. Look at her. She walks bent over her stick and she has a black cat.
At first, no one listened to Annie Snow and her stories. But one day, it all changed. Mary Gibson went for her daily walk to buy milk from Farmer Jones. It was a very hot day and all the milk was bad. It was sour.
You turn the milk sour, said Farmer Jones in an angry voice. 5 minutes ago the milk was good. You looked at it, and now it is sour.
Mary Gibson was upset and went home quickly. When the next person came to buy milk, Farmer Jones told her that the milk was sour.
It was Mary Gibson, he said. She came in and looked at the milk. She put a curse on it, and now it is sour. Some people say she's a witch.
Too many bad things are happening here, said the farmer. Last week 3 lambs were born dead.
More people began to tell stories about Mary Gibson. Mary was frightened. She saw that the people in the village didn't want to talk to her. When she came near them, they walked away and spoke about her.
She's a witch.
Let's burn her at the stake!
Dora Lee didn't believe all the stories about Mary Gibson.
Mary looked after Dora when her parents died.
One night, when it was dark, Dora ran to Mary's house.
You are in danger, Mary, she said. The people in the village say you are a witch.
Mary began to tremble because she knew what that meant.
I didn't make the farmer's milk sour. It was sour when I arrived. I am not a witch, she cried.
I know that, Mary, said Dora. But they want to take you and burn you at the stake.
What can I do? Said Mary.
I don't know, said Dora. Maybe you can go away to another place.
But I don't have anywhere to go, said Mary. I'm 63. I've lived in this village my entire life.
Good luck then, said Dora in a quiet voice. She gave Mary a kiss and left the house. It was late. Mary went to bed. She didn't think anything would happen. In the middle of the night, Mary woke up. She heard people shouting outside her house. She looked out of her window and saw a mob of angry villagers.
Burn the witch! They shouted.
Some of them carried sticks. She saw many familiar faces. There was Farmer Jones. Next to him stood Annie Snow. Mary heard banging at the door. Then there was a very loud bang. The villagers broke the door and ran into the house. They took Mary outside.
Take her to the village square, shouted Farmer Jones. Then burn her.
The angry mob took Mary to the square and tied her to a ladder. Then they lit the fire. Mary looked at all the familiar faces in the crowd. She felt the flames at her feet. She took her last breath.
I curse all of you. I curse your children.
Her voice faded. The villagers were silent.
They watched as Mary Gibson burnt to death.